All right, so we're diving deep today into the world of two-shot molding.
Yeah.
You've sent over a ton of sources, so we've got like technical papers, we've got
Yeah, we've got some
real-world examples, we've
real
got
world stuff. We've got,
even some stories from
oh yeah, some of the folks
people out there actually,
claiming the work.
yeah, doing it. So
It's exciting.
I'm really excited to unpack all this and figure out like what makes
Yeah.
two-shot molding matter.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's more than just like a process. You know, it's like this hidden design revolution that's happening all around us. You probably, interact with two-shot molded objects every day,
Really?
and you don't even realize it.
I wouldn't even know. So
Yeah.
let's start with like, what is it? Like,
Yeah.
what even is two-shot molding?
What is it?
One of the sources had this analogy
Okay.
that I thought was really interesting. It said, think about a cake
Oh.
with icing.
Yeah.
Right? You've got like the base,
Right.
and then you've got this other.
The layer on top. Yeah, exactly. So now swap out, the cake for plastic and the icing for a different type of plastic. And you've got the basic idea. But what's really interesting here is how that, like, simple concept translates to huge benefits. So you're essentially molding two different materials, each with their own, like, properties into a single unified part.
So it's not just how it looks,
Right. Yeah.
it's like how it,
It's about function.
You're,
Exactly.
okay.
So, like, imagine holding a phone with a
Okay.
soft touch, colorful shell
Okay.
that's probably achieved with two-shot molding.
Yeah.
You're combining the durability
Right.
of one plastic
Okay.
with the tactile appeal of another.
Yeah, and one of the sources even talked about like that
Oh, man.
feeling of like unboxing a new phone
Yeah.
and just how
That's how sleek it is,
Yeah, and how it feels.
how well designed. Yeah. And they were talking about a phone with a two-shot molded shell. That's a perfect example of how two-shot molding enhances that, like, user experience. It's not just about the visual appeal. It's about the feel, the grip, how it interacts with your hand. All of that contributes to a more positive
It's
experience.
so cool.
And it's not just phone cases. We've got car dashboards, medical
Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
devices.
Yeah, the applications are.
It's everywhere. Yeah, think about the dashboard in your car. You want it to have a certain look, but it also needs to be durable, safe. Two-shot molding. Manufacturers create dashboards with a soft touch surface. So it's comfortable, but also a rigid structural component underneath
Gotcha. So it's strong.
for strength and stability.
Speaking of cars, there's a whole
Oh, I bet you've
section here
seen, yeah.
about two-shot molding in the
Yeah.
automotive industry.
It's big time.
And it sounds like it's a
Yeah.
really big deal for
Huge.
both looks and safety.
Absolutely. One example is airbags. They
Airbags.
need to deploy quickly, reliably. And two-shot molding lets manufacturers combine different types of plastics to get the strength and flexibility you need.
So it's literally
Yeah,
saving lives.
it is.
Wow, I never would
Yeah, you wouldn't mind
know
that.
that, necessarily think of that.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. It really shows, like,
Yeah, it's
how widespread this is
everywhere.
and how it's impacting us in ways that you don't even know. And that's just scratching the surface. We haven't even gotten into, like, how cost-effective it is or the potential for even more complex designs.
Okay, you've piqued my interest.
Okay.
Let's dive a little deeper
All right.
and look at the benefits and
Yeah.
how it stacks up against
Yeah.
traditional molding.
Exactly.
I know the sources mention.
Yeah. We've got a comparison table.
Maybe we can use that as a
Yeah.
starting point.
Perfect. Let's do it. This table really shows you, like, how much more efficient two-shot molding is. Like, you can see how it streamlines everything. Like, you don't need to assemble stuff. You don't need secondary operations.
Less labor, less waste,
Yeah.
faster production time.
Exactly.
This is
That's a
amazing.
win-win for
It's
manufacturing.
okay, so two-shot molding, it's
Yeah.
making things better. It's making them cheaper. What's the catch? There's
The
got to be a catch.
catch is it needs specialized equipment and expertise. It's not as easy as just, injecting plastic into a mold. You need these really sophisticated machines and skilled technicians to deal with all the the complexities.
All right. So it's not
so simple.
Like something you can just set up
right.
in your garage.
Right.
But as this technology gets more widespread.
As it becomes more accessible.
Right.
Those barriers are coming down.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Speaking of accessibility, I know that
yeah.
the sources highlight how two-shot molding is like.
Yeah. Branching out.
Branching out into all these different.
And all sorts of industries.
Yeah. So let's look at some specific sectors.
Yes.
Where it's making a difference.
Right.
We talked about automotive. We talked about consumer electronics. What else is out there?
The medical field is really interesting. Think about how important it is for medical devices to be easy to use and feel good to hold.
Yeah, ergonomic and all that.
Two-shot molding lets manufacturers make devices with like comfortable grips, intuitive button layouts.
Mm-hmm.
Even color-coded parts.
Oh, that's a good point.
For quick identification.
Yeah, like I was reading about how they use two-shot molding to make those colorful buttons on like insulin pumps and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's not just about usability.
Yeah.
It's about
safety
and hygiene.
Oh, right.
So two-shot molding lets manufacturers make medical devices with these, like smooth, seamless surfaces that are easier to clean and less likely to, like,
you know, to harbor bacteria and stuff.
Harbor bacteria.
Yeah.
Especially in, like.
Especially important in hospitals.
Yeah, in hospitals you have to worry about.
Yeah, where everything has to be.
Infection control.
Super clean.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's really enhancing.
So it's about the whole user experience.
The entire user experience.
From how it feels in your hand.
Yeah.
To knowing that it was designed with hygiene in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's focus on the user.
And that focus on user experience goes beyond medical, consumer goods. You've got ergonomic toothbrush handles.
Okay.
You've got water bottles that are like really durable and stylish.
Yeah. One source even talked about how they're using two-shot molding to make toys.
Yeah.
With all these different like.
Different textures.
Textures and colors to like.
Yes. Stimulate. Exactly.
Senses.
Yeah. And encourage them to like play.
It's amazing how it's used in all these
creative and diverse ways.
Okay, so it's not just about
applying
these like
existing ideas.
Yeah, existing ideas.
It's about pushing the boundaries.
Okay, let's talk about the future.
Yeah, the future.
The sources mentioned all these emerging trends.
Some really exciting stuff.
Yeah, new materials, smart technology integration.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, what are you most excited about?
The area that has the most potential is integrating smart technology.
Okay, hold on. So, like sensors in a phone case?
Imagine
a car deck.
Embedding sensors.
What would that even do?
And IoT capabilities directly into two-shot molded parts.
So, like, what would that look like?
The possibilities are vast.
Okay.
Like, imagine a phone case.
Okay.
That can
monitor how tightly you're gripping it.
Okay.
And it can alert you.
Real.
If you're holding it too tight.
Oh.
To prevent, like, repetitive strain injuries.
That's interesting.
Or a car dashboard.
Okay.
That can sense.
Yeah.
How tired the driver is.
Okay.
And recommend that they take a break.
Wow. That's wild.
So two-shot molding becomes this platform.
Yeah. For all these new functionalities.
Yeah. New things.
Yeah.
We haven't even thought of yet.
And as material science.
Material science is always advancing.
Yeah.
We're getting all these new polymers.
Okay.
With crazy properties.
Right.
Imagine two-shot molded parts.
Yeah.
That are lighter than ever,
okay,
but also super strong,
right,
and heat resistant.
Yeah, that would change.
That could revolutionize
industries like aerospace,
the automotive.
Yeah, lighter component.
Yeah,
means better fuel efficiency.
Better fuel efficiency.
Less emissions.
Less emissions.
Yeah,
and we're also seeing this trend toward bioplastics.
Okay, so these are plastics.
Yeah, they're derived from renewable resources.
Okay, like plants and stuff.
Like plants.
So that's a big step.
This is key
towards making it more
sustainable.
Right. So not only is it
reducing our reliance,
making products better
on fossil fuels,
it's also making them more environmentally friendly.
Exactly. And
which I think, given your interest in sustainability,
focus, extends to manufacturing as well.
Okay. How so?
So that we're seeing closed loop recycling.
Oh, wow.
So manufacturers can
reuse
scrap material.
The scrap.
Minimize waste.
Less waste.
And then advancements in AI and automation are making two-shot molding even more precise and energy efficient.
So it's kind of evolving on...
It's evolving on all these different...
All these different fronts.
From materials to...
From materials, smart technology to...
Sustainability.
Sustainability. It's really incredible.
It's at the forefront of innovation.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And it's all happening kind of behind the scenes, quietly shaping the products.
The things we use.
We use every day.
Every day.
It's really a testament to the engineers.
Yeah, the people who...
And designers.
Yeah, who are making this happen.
Are pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
That's really cool. You know, it's funny. We started talking about kinks and icing.
Yeah.
And now we're like talking about robots and sensors the future of manufacturing.
Yeah, it really shows you how broad and impactful this is.
Yeah, and how it goes from...
It really bridges the gap.
Simple concept.
Between those simple ideas and like cutting edge innovation.
Yeah. One thing that really struck me is like...
What's that?
How two-shot molding represents this like shift in design.
A shift.
In thinking.
Yeah, it's not just about like...
It's not just about one part. It's about like...
It's about combining
the materials.
Functionalities.
And functionality.
Yeah, to make something.
Yeah, to get something.
That's like way better.
Than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
It's a very...
It's a very different way.
Holistic approach to design.
I have to think about...
Thinking about not just how it looks.
But look how it works.
But also the user experience.
Yeah.
How the manufacturing process.
Use it. How you make it.
The environmental impact.
And the environmental impact.
It's like...
Wow.
It's forcing designers to think...
Think more.
In a more integrated way.
Yeah.
A more sustainable way.
Okay. So as we wrap this up...
Yeah.
What's like...
What's the one thing...
The one key takeaway?
You want to leave the listener with...
Two-shot molding.
Two-shot molding is more than just a manufacturing technique.
Right.
It's really a catalyst for innovation.
So it's like pushing us forward.
It is. It's pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
And how we design things.
In product design.
It's letting us make things that are...
It's letting us create objects.
Yeah.
That are...
That work well.
Not only functional and beautiful.
Yeah, and they look good.
But also sustainable.
And they're good for the planet.
And responsive to our needs.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm looking at the objects I use every day.
Mm-hmm.
In a totally new way now.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, I pick up my phone.
And I'm like...
You look at it and you're like, wow.
I know what went into that.
All this, like,
that's right.
Ingenuity and complexity.
It's beauty of knowledge, right?
Yeah.
It opens our eyes.
Yeah, it really does.
To the hidden wonders.
To all this stuff around
the world around us.
Take for granted.
Yeah.
So to our listener out there.
Yeah.
Hopefully this deep dive has like...
Has sparked...
Yeah, sparked some curiosity.
Your curiosity and giving you
a better understanding
of two-shot molding.
Of this amazing world.
Yeah.
Of two-shot molding.
So next time.
Next time you see something.
Yeah, you see a product.
With a soft touch surface.
Yeah. With that, like.
A complex shape.
Soft touch.
A seamless blend.
Yeah.
Of materials.
Take a minute.
Take a second.
To think about, like.
All the innovation.
That went into
making
it. You might be looking at
the result of two-shot molding.
Quietly
working its magic to make your life better.
That's awesome.
Yeah.